From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, friends. I'm Stacy Ann. So glad to be along with you on this terrific Thursday. Hope you're having a wonderful morning thus far. I am on my second cup of coffee, so that gives you an idea of how much energy I have this morning. I am excited to bring into the studio with me today Mitch Graff. Now, I'm getting familiar with him. Many of you know him. He's been a proud part of this community now for about 16 years, and he is a motivational type of guy. And you know, Mitch, that is just right up my alley. As you know, I'm kind of been told I'm Pollyanna, you know, positive Pollyanna. And this last year, it has been a year. In fact, I saw someone post, it's 14 months of 2020, you know, as we work through all of these challenges. And the way I think that you're designed, very much like I'm designed, is, in fact, I brought a little prop here, a lemon this morning. You know, we're kind of, the way we're designed and created, we make lemonade out of lemons,
well,
right?
You have to anymore, mm-hmm, don't you? Mm-hmm. Like this morning, a bunch of my friends now have power. Mm-hmm. We do not. So this mm-hmm. is day seven.
Right.
We live between Woodburn and Mullala in the middle of nowhere. So we're probably one of the last people that get that focus on getting your electricity back. But it's like, you know what? My kids are safe. My animals are safe. Opa the lizard has heat.
Mm-hmm.
We have some water that we can get. We have friends that allow us to use our showers. There's some places in the country that have none of that. There's no power within hundreds of miles. I saw a picture yesterday, icicles coming down from the ceiling fan.
Incredible.
Can you imagine that? So we have to be thankful for what we have. We're healthy. We have, not a warm roof, but we have a roof over our heads. And you always have to take a lemon, squeeze it, get some lemonade out of it, and keep that positive attitude no matter what happens in life.
Well, my hope by bringing you in, and of course, when we scheduled this, we had no idea what we'd be facing this week. But my idea today is really to give some encouragement to those of us that have a bunch of lemons sitting in front of us right now. And hopefully at the end of the show, people feel like they have some concept or some kind of nugget that they can take with them and maybe pass on to someone else they run into today.
Absolutely.
And speaking of this day, February 18th, this is my youngest son's birthday. He's 24.
All right.
And so I want to say happy birthday to you, Nathan. So very proud of you. He and Abby live in South Dakota, and they've done so very well, gone through college, and you know, they've been married for a few years now, and they're expecting their first baby in June. I'm excited about
grandma.
That. This will be my fifth grandchild.
See, I'm much older than you. Mm. I just turned 59. I have a six-year-old daughter, a 13 and mm-hmm. a 15-year-old. But I waited for decades before I settled down, met the woman of my life,
mm-hmm.
and got married, started having kids, and established roots.
Yes.
I love experiencing life, and mm-hmm. I love traveling and everything. But when you got kids, it makes it harder because they see, Dad, we have friends. We don't want to move,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm committed for at least another 10 years in the location that we're at. But that's what makes life exciting. Kids just change the perspective completely, and it makes you work differently as well. Whether you're a business owner or a manager, it makes you work smarter. It makes mm-hmm. you want to look at the systems that you have and break them down into the smallest number of moving pieces and then rebuild your systems with mm-hmm. fewer moving pieces. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're a parent, it doesn't matter. We need to be more efficient with what we do so we have more time to enjoy the life that we've created for ourselves, right?
That's exactly right. And the thing that I found in where I'm at with my kids grown and them having their own families now, for so many years, I lost myself in all of that. I mean, at one point, I was driving kids to five different schools. Before going to work, holding a 50-hour plus job, you know, and then a part-time gig on the side. I have always had a side hustle. We're going to get into that a little bit later. And so now, it's interesting. I think back, how did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it? Because I'm getting here to the studio with my cup of coffee and my couple bags walking in is a production, you know? I don't know how I did. I just was graced for the moment. I really believe
it. You must be.
And so it's so fun to have our listeners tuning in this morning. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio and having Mitch here. You know, Mitch, talk a little bit about, I mean, I have your, right in front of me, I have your website and your bio and stuff, but, you know, talk a little bit about some of the things the entrepreneurial things you have done in the area. And you and I talked about how we're kind of trailblazers. We start things and we hand them off, you know, and we're always looking for opportunities to be a blessing and help others. Talk to us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I love the creation process, whether it be creating a product or a new idea for a business, mm-hmm. whether it be an existing industry or something new. But currently, I own four companies, mm-hmm. and there's a fifth one being launched here once this pandemic is over. Mm-hmm. But I have a gourmet artisan roasting coffee company. I have two manufacturing companies. I have the consulting company, mm-hmm. and I do public speaking, and I've written several books. And then I have a catering company, which we were talking before the show. In 2020, we were voted the Pacific Northwest Cater of the Year, which is great. We had people voting from Washington and Oregon. And we had no business last year. Mm-hmm. Number one, the Pacific Northwest, no business.
Then the following year.
Right. Go from 600,000 down to like 30,000, just like that. So all the employees that depend on me for a paycheck and for the sustenance for their family couldn't rely on me anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's been the hardest part. And I think a lot of business owners have that same, the desire to serve a family and provide for a meal for their home or gas for their car. That's a huge drawing force for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And when we can't provide that for employees, it makes us feel bad. And so, but you have to be able to look at that and say, you know what? You're doing the best that you can. We're all doing the best that we can. And the side hustle that a lot of people may have had in the back of their mind before the pandemic, maybe now is a little more forward. Mm-hmm. People say, you know what? Maybe I can make a little bit of money from this side hustle idea or my hobby, you know? Mm-hmm. I like turning hobbies into businesses. I had a idea for a cribbage board company many, many years ago. This is like 25 years ago. Well, I got a piece of wood, drilled some holes in it, and all mm-hmm. it is a piece of wood with holes. You play with a deck of cards mm-hmm. if you don't know what cribbage is. Mm-hmm. Well, I developed a prototype, went down to Target in mm-hmm. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. They said, oh, this is great. I'll take 48 of each design. Well, I didn't have a business, so I had to go back, make a business, make 48 times four. And within about 8 months, we had gotten orders from regional, and then we were in every Target across the country. Well, and then I sold it, mm-hmm. right? I had been there, done that, mm-hmm. designed it, built it, and it was time to move on to the next idea. So everyone's got ideas out there. Yes. Now, whether you take action on those ideas, I think that is where the challenge is.
Mm-hmm. And part
the
of
fear.
That, the fear, that's exactly right. The fear just is an obstacle that before even the pandemic was a huge obstacle from people realizing those ideas and those dreams in a sense. And I think things like we watched over the last few years, movies like The Bucket List and mm-hmm. things out there that inspire us, you know, got us, maybe I need to have a bucket list. Maybe I still need to write down our goals. And I know as a motivational speaker, you know how the powerful thing about going from your head to writing them down, right? And the statistics of writing down your goals and then having a timeline to it is outstanding. When you think about that and you go and review them, you know, what are my dreams? What are my goals? What are those kinds of things? But in a pandemic, when all of your options are taken away, and it's a lot of times the control, right? It gets us thinking. There's some quiet time, right?
Lots of quiet time.
A lot of quiet time to go, okay, how do I change my circumstances? What can I do differently? And those kinds of things. Have you had a lot of people emailing you, calling you, wanting to run their ideas by you? Is that something that often occurs for you?
Oh, absolutely. And for 20 years of my adult career, I've been in coaching and consulting. Mm-hmm. And so it's been something that's been paid.
Right.
You know, if you want access to me at that level, you pay for it. And mm-hmm. it's a service that we offered. But for the last 14 months, I have especially a lot of local people saying, I got this idea for something I want to do to make some money. I was laid off. Mm-hmm. What do you think? So I'm having a lot of Zoom coffee meetings with people mm-hmm. because that's what I can do. It's mm-hmm. a resource that I have. Maybe I can't give you money to start your business. I can give you some 35 years of getting knocked down 99 times. But mm-hmm. you know what? I've gotten up 100 times.
Right.
As long as you get up with that one extra time, failure is not an option. It really isn't. You just want to get up that one extra time.
In my mind, failing of not trying, that's really the failure of not going for it and doing it. You've got to, if you have that urgency and that gut feeling, you need to follow through with it. And usually what I found is you start thinking about it, you write it down, you start talking about it, then people come around and it's like they confirm it.
That's support. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, fear is debilitating. Mm-hmm. It can be because mm-hmm. what if I fail? What if I don't make it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what prevents most people from taking that first step of saying, okay, I have an idea for, it doesn't have to be something you want to turn into a business, just an idea of something you want to add to your life, mm-hmm. something to enhance your life. They go, yeah, but what if? What if it doesn't work out? What if I can't afford it? What if I fail? Well, then you fail. Then you get back up. Some of the best lessons I've ever learned is from the failures that I've had in business and ideas I've tried it. But like I said before, as long as you are willing to get back up and take that next step. Mm-hmm. What's that song? You put one foot in front of the... Remember that?
Santa Claus
is coming to town?
Yes.
That's all there is. The winter warlock taking that one extra step. Yep. That's where the magic happens.
Well, in last year in my show, my outro song was, at the end, was Overcomer. Mm-hmm. Mandisa, yeah. Over, under, around, or through. We can be an overcomer when there's an obstacle. And initially, I was introduced to this concept from Norman Vincent Peale. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, you have an obstacle, you find a way around it.
Yep.
And you make it happen. And the other thing in business and things for me is, you go into the door absolutely closes, you know, and then maybe it's a timing thing and you wait and then you come around and do it again, you know. And so I do think it's important that we encourage one another and we stay connected. And that's the hard part about the pandemic. It for me has been, of course, I'm an extrovert, is the isolation and be able to talk to other people and have that kind of masterminding of ideas and out-processing. I'm an out-processor. That's most radio people probably are. And where you got to listen and work through that and having that coach, that affirmation, that someone else just to listen, not a counselor necessarily,
right.
telling you how to feel or what to
could
do.
Could be just a friend.
Just a friend is powerful. Powerful. Who has done that for you in your life? Who do you get inspired by? Who's been your coach to help you want to help others?
Well, I have a thing, and it's not a new thing, that we are a combination of the five people we spend the most amount of time with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always in my life tried to find people that are above whatever level I'm at in life. I want to find people that are one level above.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me something to kind of stretch for. Since I was a little kid, I've always looked to sports.
Mm-hmm.
For motivation. I was an athlete in high school and through college. That's what paid for my college education. And I love the coaching philosophy of hard work, dedication, setting goals, writing them down, and then every day refining your goals, tweaking them, massaging them, doing whatever you got to do to be successful. But it's something that takes effort. It's not easy to do at all. And a lot of those sports skills and sports philosophies transfers over into the business world, I feel. But it's not just for people that are entrepreneurs. You can take lessons from sports and apply it to your job as a secretary for a law firm or to a plumber, which right now I don't envy them at all. Or electricians, right? They got a lot of business, but it's cold out there and they're working 24/7, right?
Yes, and that discipline that you learn in sports to do it, even though you don't see the immediate results, you know that you're planning ahead. I think of Olympians, to qualify and get into the Olympics, and just that discipline to do what can I do today that leads me closer to that goal that I want to get to.
When I was in college, I was a sprinter, and that's what I did, run as fast as I could from point A to point B. And so one of the things that I've really extrapolated from that is, okay, in business, you want to get as quick as you can from point A to point B, as efficiently, as effectively as you can, and keep your blinders on, stay focused. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for people when they are launching a new concept or new idea is just staying focused on their high-valued activities.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time wasted on social media and doing this little thing here and going over there instead of saying, okay, what can I do to bring more value to my business, sales to my business? I need to generate revenues. What can I do to bring those results? And then get rid of the other 80 or 90% of the time that we waste doing other things.
That's exactly right. And it's interesting this season because I think there's a lot of stirring in people's occupations and their dreams and desires. And sometimes when there's that stirring, kind of like getting out of the nest, being pushed out of the nest as a baby bird, it gives opportunities. There's new opportunities presenting that have never been. And we just got to have the eyes and ears to see it and then be ready to jump and go for it.
Amen.
We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning, I'm Stacey Ann. I want to say again, thank you for tuning in. We're here to bring you encouragement, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. Thank you, Bill. And I'm telling you that Bill, you know, he's been busy with because of insurance and his insureds. I actually ran an errand for him and took some pictures of one of the houses that had stuff around it. And he wasn't able to get there, and they had power outage. And I'm like, I can do that for you. You know, talk about being a partnership and helping one another and being there in the moment. And that was really kind of a fun little adventure for me. And it gave me an understanding of what's going on across town. These trees that are down, and it's interesting here in Salem. Some streetlights work, some don't.
Right next to each other, in blocks right next door.
And big old tree branches down, and you see where it barely could have hit the car, but didn't hit the car, and some did hit cars. And we are really facing some interesting times, and there's several places I wanted to share where you can drop off debris. So if you have people that are looking for ways, there's several. We put this up on our Facebook. It's a lot to list. So I'll put it on Facebook. We'll have a link also on our website. But also warming centers. There's warming centers popping up, churches in Salem Kaiser, the Salem Evangelical Church, Almsville Community Center, Staten Community Center. So there are places where you can go recharge your devices and during the day, you know, warm up a little bit. And so it's been interesting to watch the community. This happened with the fires too, Mitch. You know, everybody rolled up their sleeves.
They stepped up.
They're helping one another. And we want to encourage you to continue to do so. Continue to ramp up the kindness. And driving in this morning, I saw trucks coming from, they had license plates from Florida, California. They were electric. So reinforcement and help is on the way. And I got a call last night at about 10 o'clock last night from PGE, and they said, maybe Friday. But my neighbor said, maybe today we'll have power
right
at our house. So that's encouraging. Irregardless of where we're at with our power and stuff, we want to bring powerful news to you today and encouragement.
Nice.
And
we
like that segue.
Yeah.
We have you in the studio as a coach, a mentor, a business leader. You have several businesses that you've launched and ideas that you've had success. And you talk about, too, where you've had things that weren't successful and kind of fell flat. And you learn from that. And that's part of life, right? We learn what works and what doesn't work. And we were kind of talking off air, you know, kind of what's your end game? You know, you were asking me. And I always, when I coach I'm a trained life coach. I've gone through John Maxwell training, leadership training and stuff. And we always say, I always tell my people, start with the end in mind.
Right.
And then work backwards.
And then reverse engineer, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that way you can put it in bite-sized pieces, wherever it is. And I think with all of this upendedness in life right now, I think so many people are going, well, this is not what I had planned. Right? I didn't see this coming at all.
Well, then they don't take any action at all. And I know a lot of people, as do you, we're waiting for things to open up again. We're waiting for the world to tell us, okay, it's okay to live your life again. Well, it's never going to go back to the way it was. And if you sit there and wait, you're losing valuable days and hours and minutes and seconds. There's only 86,400 seconds in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And once those seconds are gone, you never can relive them. So, yeah, take an action today. And the other saying, the thing that I like to kind of keep the shiny beacon on the hill is, what can you do today to make someone else's life a little bit better? And right now with the power outages, just like with the fires, like you had mentioned, what can you do today to help your neighbor out, your friend, the person across town? What can you do to make someone else's life, not your life, but someone else's life better? It comes back around.
It
if
does.
You help somebody and you give of your expertise, your time, your resources, because it's not always money that's needed. Sometimes it's just your time to go down and scoop soup for the soup kitchen, to go down and help your neighbor take a branch out of their yard.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to make someone else's life a little bit better?
And it could even be waving at somebody walking on the street. That's
how
one
simple
thing
is that?
In the Northwest, we don't do that as much up here as they do in the South. And when I moved to Arkansas and everybody was waving at me, I'm like, I don't think I know them. They think I'm somebody else. You know, I wasn't used to that. But we do that, Terry and I. We wave at people and they look at me like, but then they're like, they wave back. They're like, they see me. They notice me. And I think it's important. I mean, when we don't have our mask on, when we're somewhere, you can't see our smiles, but let your eyes shine, you know, and light.
Well, you can see a smile in your eyes.
Yes, you can. And making that eye contact and that connection and being generous and kind is something that we Our listeners are already like that. We're preaching to the choir here. But it's just a good reminder because it seems like everybody's on edge.
Yeah.
Because when you feel like you're out of control, and what I love what you just said is that don't lose the momentum. Look at this as a gift. Look for the silver mm-hmm. lining. And I will say, I think even this last week, the silver lining is not having good internet or cell service. I think people are not on, they can't be on their phones or on the computer and be distracted, right? They're not even on TV. You're listening maybe more to the radio, and you're trying to connect with people. I think that's a gift in some of this.
Well, it forces you to enjoy the simpler things in life that mm-hmm. maybe you used to enjoy, and then because of the digital world, you kind of got taken away from that. The average person spends over 2 hours a day on social media. Mm-hmm. 2 hours a day. There's not 26 hours in the day.
Right.
Those 2 hours had to come from somewhere. Something had to give in order to say, I'm going to spend 2 hours liking posts from other people that mm-hmm. I don't know, or maybe I do know, but that's a lot of time to spend on other people's worlds and other people's lives. So you get that time back now because you don't have access to the mm-hmm. device. Well, what do you do with it? Well, you spend time with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you spend time reading that book that you've been mm-hmm. sitting by your bed for all this time, and now you have a flashlight that you're reading it with. But it takes you back to a simpler time in life where I think we all need to get back to, because that really is where magic happens, and that's really where differences can be made, is when you slow down, take a breath, and enjoy every single second. Because mm-hmm. once that second's gone, man, you can't get it back.
And when we can clear out the chaos and the clutter of the noise mm-hmm. of all the media and the things that are distracting us constantly, and really get back to the main thing and get that notebook out, I encourage folks to get that notebook out and start writing down the things that are important to you and things maybe you hadn't thought about doing that you want to do. Maybe you want to go camping this summer. Maybe you want to learn, take a cooking class.
Well, you're camping right now.
Oh, basically. Good point. Well taken. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great time with Mitch Graff this morning. We're going to continue the conversation after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Oh, it's a great day indeed. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Want to remind friends, those of you that are interested in maybe going to the Republican Party, Marion County Republican Party meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the VFW. And 40 Days of Life kicked off on the 17th. That was yesterday. So if you want to participate in that. And we had Jeff Hyen on the show yesterday talking to us about the citizenship class going on at People's Church. That kicks off this Sunday. And, of course, Chris Ann Hall is in town Friday and Saturday. You can still get involved with that and sign up. And I found out last night that it's a virtual meeting with the new chief of police here in Salem. That actually, because of the power outages, have been moved. That's moved now to March 3rd. So if this morning didn't work, and of course you're listening to me now, you would have known, oh, nope, the chief isn't there. It is March 3rd, and you go to SalemPoliceFoundation.org and get signed up. And so in the studio with me today, we're having a wonderful conversation talking about staying positive and what we can do, turning lemonade out of lemons, right? I have Mitch Graff, who is a treasure here in the Willamette Valley. He has a business owner, entrepreneurial. He has a podcast, right? You do some little bit of radio as well. This week has been an interesting week in radio, especially conservative talk radio, with the passing of Rush yesterday. And I had an opportunity to listen in a couple times. I got to hear his wife, Catherine, talk about the loss. And I was so impressed. My heart moved for her to have to deliver that news to his audience.
And you know that they talked about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know that she knew what she was going to say.
Right.
And maybe they wrote it together.
Yes.
But it doesn't make it any easier to deliver that message that
Not
Rush
at all.
Is no longer with us.
And there was such a gentleness and kindness in her voice, and such a deep love that you can sense through the airways. That was
maybe
powerful.
She takes his place.
Well, and certainly, I mean, she has that mentorship
yes.
and So he passed away yesterday, and I think the day before, someone who is significant in my walk, in my life, a great influence. In fact, on this radio station, this signal, years and years ago, was KCCS, 1220 AM, was a Christian radio station.
That's right.
And it
That's
impacted
right.
my young life here in Salem. And from this radio station, I was introduced to Carmen. Carmen was he's a great storyteller to music. He didn't really sing. He told stories to music that was impactful. And one of my favorite was The Champion, and he had passed away. And so it's been an interesting week. And when we think about life, Mitch, and this is where I'm going with it, we think about what we've talked about in the previous segments about doing it now. Don't wait. What are you waiting for? Here's an opportunity. You know, if you're having some changes going on in life, get it done, right? And let's why not? Don't quit letting those obstacles be obstacles. We've kind of covered all of that. So in my wanting to do, I want to write a book. And I know there's other people here probably want to write a book. Mm-hmm. And you have come out with Business Basics Boot Camp, and you've written other books. Is this your first book here?
This is my ninth.
Your ninth book. So you've been through the process. So someone who's thinking, well, I've got an idea for, you know, a children's book, or I've got an idea. I keep joking, I'm going to write a book about the tale of two governors during a pandemic and compare Kate Brown with my friend Christy Noem in South Dakota.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a good book?
There's a book. Uh-huh. Yeah, there it is.
How would you even begin? What do you do? How do you find the time to write?
It's a great question.
Mm.
Well, finding the time to write is a whole different challenge,
mm-hmm.
but I believe that everyone has a book in them.
Mm-hmm.
They have a story that is unique to their experience and unique to their life that, if put on paper, would benefit somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my world, I write about business. I've written mm-hmm. on espresso industry. Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I had a couple books by a publisher in New York that were for professional photographers.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my books are just generic business. But I have a message for other entrepreneurs. Maybe somebody else's story is like yours. People want to find out about the tale of two governors,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's going to benefit their life if that is on paper.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part is to sit down and say, okay, I have an idea. What is the idea? Design the outline. And then just spending a half an hour a day,
mm-hmm.
an hour a day, depends on where you are in life and if you're working or not, but spend time every single day immersed in the thought process of putting your thoughts, I call it vomiting on paper,
mm-hmm.
just throw it up and stick it out there. And don't worry about making it right. Just get it out there. Done is better than perfect. So just get it on paper. There's services out there that can help you edit. There's services that can help you format. There's
mm-hmm.
services that will design a cover for you. But get the story down. And then ask yourself, like we were talking before, is this going to benefit somebody else's life?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be helpful to their journey, whether it be an entrepreneurial journey or just a personal journey, trying to be a better parent,
mm-hmm.
trying to be a better conservative Republican in a liberal state? Whatever the message is, there's people out there that want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an idea for a book, vomit it out on that piece of paper. Not on a computer. Go back to the old-fashioned pen and paper.
Right.
And there's a reason for that, because in the olden days, if you're right-handed, when you write, it accesses your left side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
If you're left-handed, you're accessing your right. You don't get that when you're typing on a keyboard.
Good to know.
And so the synapses that take place in your brain, and this is something that they've done research on, your synapses don't fire like they used to.
Mm.
So whatever hand you write with, write it out long form, and then you can go ahead and enter it into your Word doc or whatever you're going to do. But you'll find that the creativity that you have when you're putting it on a piece of a paper with a pen is different than typing it into a keyboard. So I challenge you just to get on a piece of paper, and then, yeah, I can help you figure out what the next step is.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. But get it on paper is the hardest thing. Again, it's fear. People are afraid. What if nobody likes my story?
Mm.
What if there's no value in what I have to say or what I have to teach? There's always value. You need to value yourself first before someone else will value you.
That's exactly right. And here for our listeners, and we think about this last year and a half and how we've suddenly lost loved ones and have been isolated from one another. Even if you just for your family legacy, Friends, I want to encourage you. One of the greatest gifts, my grandfather, our pastor, our family pastor back in South Dakota, asked my grandfather to tell his life story and to write it down. Mm. And my grandmother did something, and looking at it and watching, and even with the misspelling, and my grandmother was typing it out on a typewriter.
Right.
What a gift that was to our family for generations to hear the stories and keep the legacy alive. And so I encourage you, even if you just start, maybe it's not going to be published one day, but start writing down your family, your history, what you remember growing up, your family history. And sometimes, and this is another book idea I think for me I've had, is what kind of questions to ask to get the discussion started,
exactly.
So they know what to write to.
It doesn't have to be a book. Maybe you're just going to be writing a series of blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a website that has a personal blog area.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is. Creating the content is the hard part. And then once you create it, there's so many different tentacles and different outlets of ways that you can get your word out there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to turn into a book.
Right.
People say, "Oh, I don't have the skill to write a book." Well, mm-hmm. It's not that. It's you don't have the skill to sit down maybe and create the format. Writing a book is the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it out there so people can notice it and getting mm-hmm. it exposed, that's where the challenge lies. But there's tons of services out there, and they're pretty inexpensive these days. But I just recommend if you have an idea, just blog post it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your Facebook page. Here's an idea. Here's a story from my grandpa
mm-hmm.
when I was 3 years old, and I remember it. And then document it that way.
Yes. And that is lovely. I know people have started travel blogs and their experiences on traveling and adventures. And
they're not trained to be writers.
No.
There's people sharing experiences.
Well, and one thing that's really popular right now is people like that real life up close. That's why mm-hmm. social media and TikTok and all of these things, it's like catching in the moment, right? So it's okay to be real.
It is.
It's almost a value right now in this culture, is the on the cutting edge, on the spot reporting or blogging or whatever. And so one of the things that I know that has been fun to get to know you is I know that radio is not a new thing for you. How long have you done radio or been on the microphone other than, public speaking? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, public speaking for the last 25 years. But as far as radio, 10 years ago, I had a company approached me that said, "Hey, we'll pay you to make a podcast."
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was, "What's a podcast?"
Yeah.
And so it sat on the burner for 9 years, mm-hmm. did nothing with it. Well, pandemic happened. And for a brief period of time, 2019, I put my businesses aside and I became the president of the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes mm-hmm. baseball team. And we had a fun year. We made it to the playoffs for the first time since 2015. We spiked attendance by over 12%.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a complete rebrand. Well, then COVID shut us down,
mm-hmm.
and then Major League Baseball decided that the Volcanoes didn't need to be part of the MLB affiliate network anymore. And they're still going to play baseball this year. But last March, I stepped down. I had extra time in my hands,
mm-hmm.
so I launched the podcast.
Yay.
And it was a weekly, just called Business Edge Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a shorter version called Business Edge Minute, which is 60-second quick
Love
tips.
It.
But what happened after about 6 weeks, I got a phone call from a syndicator in Chicago saying, "Hey, this needs to be on the radio."
Right.
So we are now on, I think, 12 radio stations across the country.
Wow.
And we just picked up two more yesterday. I have a really great salesperson out there hammering the stations and people going, "Hey, this is perfect right now."
Yes.
Because people are looking for ideas for mm-hmm. additional revenue streams. But it's not a podcast about business only. It's a podcast about life. And mm-hmm. one of my big teachings in everything I talk about is you have to design your lifestyle first. And then once you figure out where you want to live, what do you want to do, where are you going on vacation, what kind of cars are you going to drive,
mm-hmm.
all those things, how much time you spend with your kids, reverse engineer and figure out what mm-hmm. your business looks like. And I think what a lot of entrepreneurs today are taught by the gurus out there is to build a business, you have to sacrifice everything. They go after the Elon Musk. I'm going to work 120 hours a week, forsaking everything else in my life that's important. And then, I have 10 minutes for my kids at night.
Mm.
And I say, no. And for 25 years, I've had this philosophy. My lifestyle is the most important thing I got going.
Mm-hmm.
My businesses, I can build a business pretty quick. If somebody mm-hmm. says, "Hey, you have nothing left. There's a thing now called undercover billionaire,"
mm-hmm.
right? They drop people in a town that's suffering. Here's $100, an old truck, and an old phone that has no contacts in it. Make $1 million in 90 days.
Wow.
And so right now it's on Discovery.
I love it.
And I think you can only get on Discovery Plus. You got to pay your $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing because it shows if you have the philosophies and the training, you can go create something mm-hmm. very, very quickly.
That's incredible. I do think that that is the skill set you can take anywhere. And I do think it's important that you and I look at where we're at and where we want to go from here. And I do find value in hearing other people's stories, and through their accomplishments and their failures, we learn. And it's like you don't have to redo it. You can continue to learn from others, but you have to be teachable.
We have
to look at ourselves and say, are we teachable? Are we willing?
Are we humble enough?
Old dog learn new tricks? I think so. We're going to continue the
discussion.
Yes, humility. We're going to continue the discussion after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so fun. I'm going to have you come and co-host with me again, Mitch. This is just, we're having so much fun. And
It's a three-hour show, right?
We're solving all the, well, we can work our way up there. We're solving the problems of the world. And so glad that you're taking the time to be here this morning.
Oh, it's an honor.
And I want to say thanks to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give Dave and Paige a call, 503-937-0999. And, you know, I talk about oftentimes the fact that, you know, I'm a mom, five kids, you know, now I have grandkids and all of the things that you just kind of go through life and you don't really, you just do what you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I think about how did I do it? And I just want to encourage folks to stop and really appreciate where you're at. No matter, maybe you already got your kids like me raised and all of that, but those of you with kids at home still, and I know you're in your own middle of everything, trying to figure out how to do school, trying to figure out how to work from home or whatever. And I know it's challenging and it's difficult and at times frustrating. And I talked to my daughter. She's got three little girls and she's a very successful businesswoman and her husband is same. And they just got really busy. And she says, Mom, I just have to remind myself to you know, enjoy the moment.
Slow down.
She is so good at that. And she's a good mom. And so I'm curious in your home with, you know, you talked about being at Volcano Stadium and shifting gears. Or the word is pivot, right? and really focusing on, you know, how we're going to get through this with your businesses and your family and stuff. How have you adjusted and adapted with your kids in schooling and all of that?
Well, it's been challenging because, you know, the 15, 13, and 6-year-old, they're all in public schools, the Malala mm-hmm. School District. And when this whole thing happened, I'm kind of a stay-home dad. I know it mm-hmm. sounds weird with four companies, but I am a stay-home dad. I have a nice corporate office there. And so I work from home because mm-hmm. I can do what I do anywhere,
right?
Run people and internet and mm-hmm. everything. I can do it from wherever I'm at in the world, including Mexico.
Woo-hoo!
Wouldn't that sound nice?
Yes.
But what we found is that our kids are in such need of more emotional support mm-hmm. than they ever had before. And I think a lot of parents, and my wife and I included, we just assumed that them going on a Zoom call was going to be everything they needed.
Mm.
Well, my 15-year-old especially, it's challenging mm-hmm. because there's no socialization.
Right.
And without that, I mean, remember back when you're 15 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Man, as a guy, I think it's a different experience than as mm-hmm. a female. Well, my daughter, this is tough.
Yes.
And so trying to give her that emotional support, and of course, the other part of it is she knows more than us, which is really tough because,
oh, yeah.
right, she's trying to raise me now. Dad, you don't know what cool music is. This is cool music. She told me yesterday, she's, Dad, you don't listen to good stuff.
Mm.
It's like, what, you're telling me a classic 70s and 80s rock is not good stuff? Hello? Mm. She says, no, this is good music.
Mm.
And she went to 95.5, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, just hip-hop. And I said, no, JC, what's old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are wearing jeans that have intentional scissor cuts.
Yes.
Back in the day, we earned our holes
yes.
in our knees, right?
Playing with cars on the ground
yeah.
and stuff.
But what we found is that we have to spend time every single day giving them that emotional support
mm-hmm.
because they're not getting it from the teacher on a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
My 6-year-old, she's all about parents still. She's still mm-hmm. innocent and loves her mm-hmm. mommy and daddy. But the other kids, as they get older, they get a little bit tired of, and we're all in the same boat. We all are dealing with kids 24/7 now, mm-hmm. right? Our spouse is 24/7. Mm-hmm. Yes, we may love our family, but there's time that we need away from the family mm-hmm. as well. So I always make sure that every day I spend a little bit of time with me, nobody mm-hmm. else around. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I can't keep the ship going down the lane straight.
Right.
You know,
right.
I got to take that private time. And it's hard when you have 24/7 exposure to the rest of the people in your family. Mm-hmm. But kids need that emotional support just like we do. In fact, even more so. So you got to make sure that you're present for your kids.
Well, and being present for your family and your coworkers and all of that. And we were talking about how, you know, a year and a half ago or so, everything was, you know, people were more on their phones mm-hmm. and having conversations and talking with their phone right there. And then with the pandemic, everything's gone electronic,
yeah.
you know, and people are like, ooh, I just want to get away from the phone. I mm-hmm. want to get away from the computer. It's been an interesting thing. They're learning how to have some boundaries with that because so much of it is based on how you're going to make your livelihood right now. And our kids are kind of teaching us
yeah,
how
teaching
to
us.
Use these electronics. But then there's also the balance in it all. And I'm so glad to hear you talk about being present with your family and with yourself. We need to take self-care. And oftentimes when I've spoke with women and done women leadership type stuff, I'll remind ladies, you've got to put the oxygen mask, like when they talk about on the airline, you got to put it on yourself first before you assist others.
Mm-hmm.
And so the self-care part is extremely important. And in this pandemic, when there's all this unknown risk out here, or so they said, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, you know, because we don't know all of this. And as time went on, we're learning, we don't see people in the streets and gurneys and all of that. It's not quite like that. But there are things we can do, self-care, exercise, vitamins and, mm-hmm. and how we're eating and stay away from the sugar. We've learned this over time. Again, there is value in taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so you've been doing that. And tell me a little bit, we've got about a minute and a half or so left. What is something on your list, something big that you want to accomplish that you haven't yet?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Well, every year I do a list of things that I want to accomplish. Last year, I wanted to write a couple books. Did it. I mm-hmm. wanted to launch my podcast. Did it. One thing I wanted to do is record an album.
Yay.
I used to write music. I'm not a good singer at all, but I play guitar and I write songs. I went to the album last summer.
Yay.
With social distance, obviously, mm-hmm. with a guitar player and a phenomenal singer. And I made an album. This year, I want to write another book, and I'm mm-hmm. about three-quarters of the way through. It's called Customer Service is Dead, Delivering Six-Star Service in a One-Star World. And the other thing I want to do is I want to take this summer, regardless of what's happening, I want to take our motorhome with the family mm-hmm. and just go.
Good.
Don't ask me where. We're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, well, you just spent 14 months with your family. Don't you want a break? It's like, no. When you go somewhere else, it's a whole different perspective.
Dynamics,
and just taking the time to get to know my kids. Because one day I'm not going to be around.
Mm.
And I want them to remember the good things and remember the moments in time, the seconds that take mm-hmm. place every day. And so that's the big thing on my radar this year is just taking the motorhome and going somewhere with my family.
Well, I can tell you lots of fun places that I've been with mine that your kids would enjoy. So we'll write a list for you where you can maybe go there if you want to. And that's the other part of it. If you want to, that control, you're in control of where you want to go.
Right.
It's so good. So how do people find out more about you? How do they listen to your podcast or your website? What do they do?
Well, you can go just search on whatever podcast platform you like to consume your podcast on. Go look for Business Edge Radio mm-hmm. and you'll find Business Edge Radio with Mitch Graff. You can also go to powermarketing101.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a thing there called Mitch's Hot List where it's just a whole bunch of books that I recommend people read. It's not just business books. In fact, there's one called How to Make Lemons Out of Lemonade, or How to Make Lemonade Out of Lemons.
I love
it. A famous Wally Amos, mm-hmm. the guy that did Famous Amos Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book called Making Lemonade Out of Lemons.
I love it.
And that's on there.
Okay.
But powermarketing101.com, you can search up Business Edge Radio at whatever podcast. And that's good enough for now. I got a lot of other places they can find me, but those are the main ones.
Well, I definitely want you to come back on the radio and we can come, you know, bring some ideas or maybe open up the phone lines next time and have people kind of talk to
us.
I appreciate you taking the time today. And again, I encourage our listeners to plug in, do that thing that it's been kind of in the back of your mind, you've been wondering and you're a little maybe do it afraid, right?
Done is better than perfect.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you, Mitch. I hope
you have a wonderful day. Stay safe, everybody. Thank you so much,
Stacey. I hope your power turns on real
Me
fast.
Too.
And now it's the race. Let's see who gets either ours or yours right.
have a great day.
All right. Thank you, friends, for tuning in today. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Go out and make it a great Thursday.